Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
They say you learn something new every day. We clearly learned something new last year as we move into 2016, particularly about relationships. Jennifer Campbell has all of the details in just a sec.
The things, yes, that we learned about love in 2015. Do you guys remember? We did a lot of relationship stuff. One or two things you recall about the things that we learned, anything that we learned about relationships.
It still hurts. That's what I remember. Love hurts. Isn't that what the song always said?
That's what the song says, yeah. Yeah. That's what the song says. What about you, Paul? You remember anything? Anything that we learned?
No. Nope. In 2015.
You hear that, ladies? This is why nothing will ever be.
Listen, we do a lot of relationship stuff on this program.
Precisely my point. And neither of y'all can come up with one damn thing
it's
you learn.
It's changing all the time. And then the day that the one thing is good, the other thing's not good.
Okay, well, let's
have good hygiene and pick up the tab. That's what I remember from 2015.
Okay, well, that's good. You remember something. Okay.
We learned that if you use more emojis, you get more of the sauerkraut. I remember that was
burning
one of our top 10 moments of the year.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's quiz you and see if you can remember kind of some of these things. Okay.
I didn't study.
Things we learned about relationships in 2015. Happiest couples burn sauerkraut.
Once a week.
Once a week. Good job, Farwell.
See? Oh, sorry, Polly. I jumped in real quick. It was like Jeopardy right
once
there.
Once a week.
I was all over that one. 200,
yes.
Alex.
Okay. This might predict if your relationship will last. And your this has to match your partner's this.
Oh, I think I should remember this one.
You should remember this one.
Yeah.
I'm buzzing in.
Yeah, oh, whoa, whoa. Yeah, yeah.
Work schedule?
No, not work schedule. Not, but it is a number thing.
Oh, it's your hang on.
Yes, Farwell?
You said work schedule, but yep. Your sleep pattern. You go to bed at the same time.
Oh, that was, yeah,
see,
we did learn that.
See, that's what I meant by work schedule, kind of. But,
oh, I see
right.
That you're, yeah, yeah, well,
anyway.
We did learn that, so I'll give it to both of you. But your credit score, remember how we learned that if you have if your credit scores are the same, you can't be with someone who doesn't give a flying poopy poop about money when.
My new goal for 2016 is to become known as Mr. Plastic Fantastic.
Oh, yeah, earlier.
The guy we talked about that has 1,500 credit cards and $1.6 million in available credit.
Okay. Well, good luck with that.
I just want
your
the nickname.
Your dating, people will probably want to date you more if you have $1.6 million in credit.
I just want any nickname that includes fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this one? Do you guys remember when we did the 36 questions that will make you fall in love? Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
You had to look into the person's eyes?
Yes.
And did anybody try it?
No, I didn't.
Listen, this is hard and it takes a long time to get through because the questions are serious and you kind of have to take some breaks. I'll get back to you. I'm still working on the 36 questions that could really make you fall in love. We got stuck at like 15.
I thought I was going to say 14. Yeah. See? So we remember.
Yeah.
I remembered that. That's two for me, Polly.
Okay. Here's the one that things we learned about relationships in 2015. Sexting equals happiness. If you are sexting with your partner, your relationship is better. It makes you happier.
Yes.
However, too much cell phone use is definitely bad and damaging to relationships, especially if you're not sexting the person you're supposed to.
Whoa. Hey now. Yeah.
Okay. And the one thing that you can do to have the key to a successful relationship. We did this one too on the air. The one key.
How do you remember all this stuff?
Well, I had
you
do
kept
have,
notes.
I do have a list here. Yeah. But we did this too. The one thing you need to be in your relationship to ensure its success. Farwell.
I nailed this one, Polly. Grateful.
Yes.
I know. See?
I failed this big time.
It's okay, Polly, because you and Marnie have your fat little squirrel thing. You know, you love your little chubby squirrels. And they have their thing. Good job, Farwell. Look at that. This is going to be your year, buddy.
I appreciate you. I want you to know that.
You appreciate me?
I do.
I appreciate your credit score.
You see how that just went right over her head, too, eh?
No,
I was showing
gratitude.
My gratitude to her.
I know you were.
Uh-huh.
I got it.
Are you going to start calling me Mr. Plastic Fantastic?
I got your gratitude, and I raise you
a credit score.
A credit score.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.